Goth Thick by author Benson E. Wolfe. Now, this one I had saved, and it was the perfect time because it's October, it's spooky month, it's Halloween, that's the whole month of October. Remember that. At least it is for me. I love Halloween. So I wanted it to be Halloween themed in some way. Now, in the original script, the main character wears fangs, but they're a gothic accessory. So she's not an actual vampire. So I wanted to change that because I wanted her to be a real vampire. I did some improv. I actually did end up taking out a section of the improv. It was, you might know people who get iron transfusions. Well, those people are vampires. And if they're not vampires, then they have a vampire somewhere in their lineage. I took that part out just because I felt weird about it. Just because I know that there are people who are listening who maybe get iron transfusions or I don't know. It felt like maybe it could be offensive in some way, shape or form. I don't know, but I felt uncomfortable having that in. So I cut it out. And I think it's totally fine that I cut it out. So yeah, I added all the lore about vampires. Originally, I was kind of doing it based off of True Blood, and then I just did my own thing with it. I wanted to remain loyal to the script. And in order to do that, there are things that I would have to change because there's breakfast involved, there's eating involved, there's all this stuff involved. So I made it so that vampires are a lot like humans, only they need a lot more iron. But I did want the bond between them. I thought that was pretty important. And I thought that added some extra zing to it all. You know, these were friends and now they're lovers. They've got this bond between them where they can feel what the other one's feeling. That is from True Blood, actually. I did take that from True Blood. That's the only thing I really took from True Blood. There's also that part in there about if you want to break the bond, you have to kill the person. I wanted there to be an element of danger still because he's with a vampire, so well, she's not that scary. There needed to be some small amount of danger at least, which is why I put that in. Now, I put in the tags that she's a tomboy. To me, her behavior is much like one. The way she talks, the things she does. So it's F-dom, but at the same time, at least the way that I was portraying her character, I felt that she was very aggressive. I'd say her traits to me are kind of masculine in a way. Or what, I hate to say masculine, but what society might define as masculine, or I guess, you know, an aggressive bitch, if you're talking about a woman, unfortunately. So that's why I labeled her as a tomboy. She's not afraid to speak her mind, to say what she wants to say. And I do love that about her. And she gets what she wants. She takes what she wants. I really, really like her. And I enjoyed playing her. Like, the dialogue came very naturally to me. And I think I might have even done a little tiny bit of improv with some lines, just adding a bitch or motherfucker or something, just because it came so naturally. I got so into this character. I love her. And that's why I think I remained really true to the script, even when I went off script and I did the improv, because when I do play a role, I've said this before, I really do actually get into the person's skin and I become them. And I think that everything I said off script was still as the character, because I still felt I was the character, if that makes any sense. I really do live these characters. And that's why for me, it's easy for me to do improv when I'm playing a character, since I feel like I actually become that character. And I really like the character development that's done with her. And I think she is a very strong character. And that's what I like about her. It's very easy to become these strong characters. The author's right. If they have very strong personalities and they are written very well, that's when it's so easy to just jump into their skin and become them. And then improv is nothing, and it's easy to talk just the way that they would talk. And something that I like about this one that's unique is that, well, I think there's usually some element of pain in a lot of my audios. This one has blood being drawn. Yes! And it's totally acceptable because she's a vampire too. I love audios where blood is drawn. And she also claws him too. So I like the use of the teeth because I like biting in audios, but like getting the fangs in there too, where it's sharp, and also having that bit of fear where she's giving the blowjob. She's like, it's almost impossible for me to give a toothless blowjob. And now I'm taking your dick into my mouth. There's some fear there. Let my fang grab onto your balls. She has so much fun with him. But what's funny is he doesn't think she's a vampire. He thinks that the fangs are just a gag. So that whole time, like, he's worried. He doesn't realize that she actually is a vampire. So that was fun to do later. The big reveal. When I was recording this, I was biting the hell out of my arm, and I was sucking my arm so much because while biting in the performance, I was also like sucking the blood at the same time, and I really hurt my arm doing that, and it still is hurt. Maybe, let me see. It was yesterday. Yep, it still hurts. So that's been, I don't know, a week? So yeah, my arm's been hurting for quite a while. Ow. Maybe it hasn't been a week yet. I don't know how long it's been. The days just do a weird thing. They meld together. I don't know. But yes, my arm, it still hurts. Because again, when I become a character, I become the character. And I go all out with my performance. Which is why I've almost thrown up when doing the throat fucking, and I hurt my arm while doing this. I've almost passed out while doing audios. So know that my performances are about as genuine as you can have. Not completely genuine. I did not have somebody I was biting, but I was biting myself.